Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as everybody helping in the coronavirus effort, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, and then we can put you right over there in the chat room. You can start conversing with all the people that are in there right now. Steve and the gang, Steve from Thailand, and Richard the Marine up in Oregon, and many, many more. And we'll get to all them in a minute, but right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, for those of you that weren't around during hour number one and didn't hear us tell you what the big story of the day is going to be, because, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that this whole country has been duped. Duped. You've been tricked. You've had the wool pulled over your eyes. And now they're trying to do even more of it. Because Project Veritas, James O'Keefe and company, released a new video that includes phone calls with multiple funeral directors in New York City, the metro area, who say patients are now being labeled as coronavirus deaths, COVID-19 deaths, even though the person may have never been tested at all and certainly never tested positive for the virus to begin with. Now, here's what James O'Keefe had to say. He said, to be honest with you, on all of the death certificates right now, they're writing COVID on all of the certificates, whether they had a positive test or whether they didn't. Now, Kyle, this is illegal.
Well, certainly one would think that that would be very illegal.
It's fraud.
Because to put something down that's not true on a public document, an official document like that, obviously would be illegal. And you're right, it is fraud. But what we're finding out from these funeral directors, Captain, and they are definitely saying very much the same thing, that they're being pressured essentially to put this down as COVID-19
by the mayor's office. Now, here's what Michael Lanza, the funeral director at Colonial Funeral Home in Staten Island, told Project Veritas. He said, and I quote, "So I think, you know, again, this is just my personal opinion, I think that the mayor in our city is looking for federal funding. And the more they put COVID on the death certificates, the more they can ask for in federal funds. So I think it's political." Now, what's the deal there with the money? Because you know the amount.
Well, if they have a COVID-19 death that they cannot prove by, say, autopsy or test, they get $14,000.
Yeah.
If they can prove it, they get more.
Right, $16,000. Mm-hmm. So it's worth a couple grand more to just say they did it if they can prove it. But so far they can't. Now, here's what's going on, okay? In New York City, in Chicago, in Philadelphia, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, in Seattle, we're seeing this sort of phenomenon going on. Kyle, what do they all share in common?
Well, they all sound to me like big blue Democrat cities, for one thing.
In blue states.
In blue states.
Exactly. And they're all gaming the system, playing the same game.
Well, you know, Captain, they're getting a couple of things out of this. Number one, of course, there's a lot of money involved in it. And number two, ramping up the death toll makes it look worse for the coming election. Because
you mean where it went from 37,000 to 64,000 overnight?
That's right. Yes.
You mean that number?
That kind of number.
And then they had to pull it back?
Well, sure.
And that was right after this Project Veritas report came out, which tells us that there's been screwing around going on in other major cities around the country?
Well, no kidding. No kidding. But again, it helps to generate that narrative. They want to get a stone running down the hill or a snowball effect, basically, coming after Trump. That, okay, now, see all these deaths? These are all... And look at the question that got asked of the president the other day, Captain, asking him about, you know, should a president who has the number of Americans die as did on par with the Vietnam War, should that president be reelected? I mean, just the kind of... The tonality of all this is very obvious.
It's a concerted effort by the other side, and by the other side I mean the progressive left, liberal, socialist Democrats, to do anything they can to discredit this president because they want him out of office. But here's the thing. This just takes things to a whole new level and brings about the question, just exactly how deadly is this coronavirus? And everybody needs to be thinking now about what we just told them. This is from Project Veritas. You don't believe me? Go look at their website. Go look at the video. That's where I got the story. That's where it came from. And they've done it. Again, they've nailed these birds at their own game.
No kidding, Captain. And the American people should be outraged because the American people have responded in good faith to what the county health officers, governors, and even the federal government has asked them to do.
Do not believe the numbers the government is throwing at you, especially from these blue states. Don't believe it. It may be exactly what we're telling you because of what we've just found out.
No kidding. Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with me, and Kathy's going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it is your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, you sure are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor, I have been taking that product for 4 years, and you can find out what I found out. Now, I do suffer from a lot of chronic pain, and it works for me, period. Works for me. It's all natural. There's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. And you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Look at the little video that's there, 2.5 minutes long, with Pete and Seth in it. And it'll tell you all about what's in the product and how it works for you. And then you'll be able to order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. Now, you will know by the end of the second week, and certainly no later than the third week, whether or not this is going to work for you. And so far, over 80% of the people that order it stay on it from my website, my source. So, go over to relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It works. It works. Boy, does it work. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, last night, the president was on television. He did a town hall with Fox from the Lincoln Memorial, very majestic type setting. You happen to see it?
I did not get a chance to see it, unfortunately, but I've seen some of the reports on it.
Well, I watched it, and I listened to a lot of the stuff, and I'm trying to decipher out some of the audio. But the fact of the matter is he had Steve Mnuchin on there, the Treasury Secretary, and he brought him on there for a reason, because they were taking questions from people in the audience, and they had some people that said, you know, we have checked, and we're supposed to be eligible to receive money, and we haven't received it, and what is it that we have to do to see to it that we get the $1,200 stimulus or this, that, and the other. And there's an answer for it. Do you know what it is?
Well, in many ways, I think if you haven't got your check, you need to go to the IRS.gov website and put in your information.
Well, that's part of it. And the information is?
You need your Social Security number, your date of birth, and your zip code.
And then you will click on next, and when you go to the next, guess what? It will show you whether or not you are eligible, first of all, for the $1,200, and secondly, it will show you whether or not they have your financial records. And if you don't, then the next click you'll make will be to put in your bank information and or your address if they ask for it, because and the reason I got mine as fast as I did is because I file, so they had my information, this, that, and the other. But what shocked me, Kyle, was they had all my bank information, and they still mailed me a check.
And they still mailed you a check, exactly.
Jeez.
Exactly. Well, I logged into it and found that they said they didn't have my bank information, which, of course, they certainly had my bank information. So I'm happy to put it in order to get the process going. But, again, I think it just shows there's a very large effort underway, and obviously if you haven't received it, then it's best simply go to IRS.gov.
Well, I think it's around 100 million people or something like that, and I think they had only done like 80 million as of Friday, and there's another 20 million or so coming out today, and the 5th is what they told everybody. If you don't receive it by the 5th, then you need to go in there and fill out the information. Now, to the people that are applying for business loans, some people just aren't qualified. They can't get it, no matter what they do. They're not qualified. And I feel sorry for the ones that aren't. But for the ones that are tied up in this nightmare of paperwork and whatnot, one bank said they were qualified. Another bank said they were qualified. And they thought they were going to get the loan from one bank. And then the second bank said, well, you're qualified from the first bank, so you're going to get your money there. And guess what? They didn't get their money from anywhere. So now they're having to go back and do it all over again.
Exactly right. And so, and also, it depends, depending on your status as an independent contractor,
yep,
these kinds of things, you may not qualify for the unemployment either. I've seen a lot of stories going down that road. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all based, of course, again, on income. And, the more you make, the less the chances are you're going to get anything. And by the way, some of us, and I'm shocked because I did not think, it's your adjusted net income they work out on, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So if you made $100,000, but if your net income was only $13,000 or $15,000, then you qualified for a $1,200 check. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you filed your return, they accepted it, and they took all the deductions. They accepted all of them.
Right. Well, I think they tried to structure it so that most people in the United States who would benefit from this kind of stimulus would be receiving the checks.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there may be another round coming, and if there is, they're going to start with the people that did not get it at the lowest end of the spectrum or whatever, because there are some people that still got filtered out of the system because I don't think they understand that they have to do this. They have to fill out this information and make sure the federal government has it. Now, it was said early on that the people on Social Security don't need to do anything. You remember hearing that?
I remember that, yeah.
I actually said that because that was in the press release. Well, guess what? It wasn't true.
And there are different. There were some different forms as well that people would have to fill out in order to do that.
So consequently, folks, when in doubt, fill it out. Go to the IRS.gov website. If you don't have a computer, you can't do it, get someone to do it for you that you trust. And sit right there with them. Have them bring their laptop with them and sit right there and make sure they get all the info and make sure it's done correctly. How's that?
Well, right, yeah, you might have a trusted family member or a trusted friend or caregiver, somebody who, like you said, that you trust and is close to you.
Yeah. Now, we will see what happens, but again, Mnuchin was very specific about what he had to say, the Treasury Secretary, so we're just repeating what he said. In the meantime, there's been a Kim Jong-un sighting, and apparently he's A-OK, and it looks like as if we're hearing reports that our president may have talked to him on the telephone.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what's all that about? It's one of those things where, again, did he go into hiding for some reason? There's also, I think, South Korea saying that it doesn't appear that Kim Jong-un would have had any kind of real surgery done and so forth. So it's quite a mystery. And the president the other day, Captain, saying that he had a good idea of what the issue might have been and so forth, but wasn't saying anything specific.
Now, the FDA has authorized the use of remdesivir, the new drug, as an emergency treatment for COVID-19. This is obviously a little bit more, well, not a little bit, in terms of expense. It's 93 cents versus up to $29 a pill or a capsule or an injection, whatever it is they're going to give it to you as. But apparently they're going to use it as part of the treatment for COVID-19.
Well, that's right, and it seems to have that will shorten the duration where people are experiencing, you know, the most severe symptoms, from what I understand. And I know that even Dr. Fauci seemed to have praised it quite extensively, you know, looking at it and saying, well, this is going to be, you know, something that's going to be very effective.
Yeah.
And so hopefully that's the case. We need something that works. And, of course, we've heard a lot about hydroxychloroquine. We've had people swear that that was the drug that they that got them better from COVID-19. So in the end, it may be combinations or different cocktails for different sets of symptoms. We don't know yet.
By the way, guess whose birthday it is?
Whose birthday is it?
Jeff in Sarasota.
Oh, very cool. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Yeah. How about that? All right. So we just wished him happy birthday, as I just found out about it. Yeah, okay. Happy birthday to him.
May the 4th.
Somebody will have to sing happy birthday to him. Won't be me, though. All right, well, there you go. But, you know, the good thing about all of this, Kyle, is that we can see a light at the end of the tunnel right now. Things are bad, but they're not as bad as what I think people thought they were going to be. And now we're finding out that they've been padding some of the totals. And, again, We know that we've been had. We know that. We know the whole world has been had because of the scenario they put out there, the doomsday scenario. And some of these people, they believed it to the point to where they're over the extreme. Oh, we can't be turning people loose. We can't be going out to have a good time. We can't be going out to have a, it's terrible. People are going to die. And I keep hearing that. And I just look at these people, and they're nuts. I'm telling you, they're crazy.
Well, you know, the thing is that a lot of people should be hopefully relieved if it looks like we're
yeah.
not going to have the
And if you don't want to go out, don't go out. Nobody's going to force you. Stay home. Sit in your house and just, for God's sakes, be quiet. But don't bother the rest of us that are doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, right, but I know we've been able to identify the most vulnerable people.
Yep.
Can be. And so that gives us a roadmap of how to deal with this, but yet still have our society function. I think that's very important. But you're right.
Yep.
Those who wanted to have a doomsday scenario, yep. they're mad.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. When we come back, our first military and veterans news segment. And we appreciate everybody that's tuning in, everybody that's chiming in. Chat room is full tonight, and I'll try to get to some of you guys here in a minute during the break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Task Force coordinator, was warning anyone getting together in large groups, including anti-lockdown protesters who are not adhering to federal guidelines on social distancing. Birx was asked by host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday about big crowds of protesters in Michigan.
It's devastatingly worrisome to me personally, because if they go home and infect their grandmother or their grandfather who has a comorbid condition and they have a serious or an unfortunate outcome, they will feel guilty for the rest of our lives.
Burks also commented on whether or not it is safe for people to flock to beaches or if states should be opening beauty salons or spas. She said even if both parties at beauty salons and spas are wearing masks, it is not enough to guarantee safety. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our good friends, the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online at naa.edu, or you can call them up and take the tour at one of their two campuses, 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. One in the great city of Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. And that's just outside the city limits of Boston. And if you don't believe me, go there and they'll tell you you're in Concord, not Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the bay from where I'm sitting in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. But in either case, I want you to give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is the closest to you, because you're going to love what you see. And you know what else you're going to see that you're going to love? That paycheck you're going to get at the end of your training that you're going to start out with. 40 hours a week, right around $60,000 a year. And you can make more than that if you just apply yourself. You can make more than that. your God-given talents, your God-given ability, you can make a lot more money than that. And I will tell you this, that all these airplanes that are parked right now, that are going to be coming back, every one of them's got to be inspected. Every one of them has to have aviation maintenance techs go over the planes to make sure they're certifiable to fly. And that just doesn't take 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 minutes. It takes hours to verify. That is called job security. When you've got 1,700 aircraft sitting at one facility, when you got 500 sitting at another one, when you got 300 sitting at another one, when you've got almost 700 more sitting at another facility where they've got these planes stored right now. Unbelievable. So, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. And by the way, Bo will be on the show again Thursday. Now, I told one of my Navy buddies about this over the weekend, and he went, "The Navy did what?" Well, the Navy has now decided to buy from Italy a new frigate, the next generation frigate from Italy, the Navy's newest surface combatant, the Fincantieri, designed for the next generation frigate. Now, these frigates are pretty fast, so maybe that's why they're doing that. But, depends. It's certainly going to change the way the Navy looks with some of the designs of some of the ships, I'll tell you that. When you see this ship, you'll know why. Now, the Taliban is emboldened lately because they see that the Afghani government is not getting as much U.S. military support on the ground anyway as what they used to get. In the air, that's a different story, but Afghan forces have suffered heavy casualties during the two-month surge in violence across the country that's threatening to jeopardize the fragile peace between the United States and the Taliban. And the Taliban were warned against the continued violence by the Pentagon. They told them to be prepared to suffer consequences. So, we know what happened the last time that was done. We'll see what happens this time and whether or not it stops them. Now, the Army's top leaders are having to defend their decision, and it was brought up at the President's town hall last night about him bringing back 1,000 cadets to the Military Academy in West Point for graduation, where the President is scheduled to speak. Despite the coronavirus risks that the students would face having to return to prepare for the next duty assignment. But they were going to have to come back anyway and sit the 6 feet apart and all that sort of stuff and maintain the social distancing. So what's the difference if you're doing it without the president, if you're doing it with the president? And besides that, when the president gets invited to speak at a military academy, that's quite an occasion, and having known many cadets that went to West Point, as well as having passed through there, doing some TDY in the Army, I understand what those cadets are like when the Commander-in-Chief shows up. There's no greater honor. Now, COVID or no COVID, folks, the United States coalition aircraft are pounding the bejesus out of ISIS in the caves that they're located in Syria and Iraq, because they're still in that region where they hid because of the topography, thinking that they could hide in the caves and be safe. And to a certain degree, that's correct, but after a certain amount of time, you keep dropping 500-pound bombs, and sooner or later, you're going to blow the roof off the cavern, and that's going to be the end of that. Because they drop a bomb down the stovepipe, they hit some of those munitions down there, and all of a sudden what used to be a mountain is no longer a mountain, if you know what I mean. So we'll see how that all plays out. Now, the guided missile cruiser USS Bunker Hill, talked about this over the weekend too with my Navy buddies that were up there at, and by the way, good morning, Flip. But anyway, I talked about that too with my Navy buddies that were up there at Craig's place over the weekend. And I want want to let you know that, let's see, I'm trying to respond to something that's right here, but it's not working, but that's okay. Now, I want to let you know that everybody who's out there doing what they're doing, et cetera, knows that the freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea that are going on right now are being a tit-for-tat thing. You know, so the China aircraft carrier goes over between the slot over by Japan, and here we are over here, and good morning, Flip, doing what they're doing. And it's just like a back-and-forth, a back-and-forth, a back-and-forth. So it becomes what it becomes, right? And with everything else that's going on in the world in which we live in, my God, you can't just, you can't, it's hard to describe all the different things that are happening because we have so much stuff that's going on right now in terms of the grand scheme of things. And it's all good, but Russia, who also just got into the mix right here, Russia has just come out and warned the United States that any use of the U.S. Navy's new low-yield nuclear weapons would provoke a heavy response from the Kremlin on top of everything else that's going on here. Goodness sake. What's going to be next? Okay, good morning. Is this Todd?
Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business here. Hey, Joe Biden, Tara Reid's out there saying that he did all this stuff, and now where's Me Too? The 63 million Americans that voted for Trump are starting Me Three. Okay, because none of us would leave our kids with Joe Biden. So how can we vote for that clown for president? Okay, that's number one. Of course, this COVID nonsense is over here to hurt Trump. We're open for business. Okay, if I was president, I'd sign an executive order that nobody has the right to keep an American in their house. Period. Even if we're at war, you understand? Okay, this is the Constitution, and this idiot in Michigan. Remember, Donald, you went to Michigan at 1 o'clock in the morning. You had 20,000 people there the night before the election. Well, you need to go back there, and you need to come to Tampa, and you need to have rallies, and forget about Rachel Maddow. Her ratings are negative one or zero, okay? So stand up and toughen up, and we'll sign a hold harmless agreement. When we go to Raymond James Stadium, I have 100,000 people there, and we're going back to get down to business for the American people. And you Republicans should be in Washington while the Democrats are at home, and you should be standing next to the president saying, we're making America greater again. God bless you, Captain, for standing up to the country and to the 63 million Americans. We've got work to do. Let's get to work, and God bless Veritas. Peace.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. We appreciate his comments, and we will be taking a break, and we'll be coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And right after that, guess what? Denise Simon will be on the airwaves. Denise Simon will be here with us. So there you go. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center nearest you and the Flying J Truck Stop 2, America's largest truck stop chain.
Prairies, Rocky Mountain highs, fade off into the distance like ghost riders in the sky. Black smoke and white lines, steel horses side by side. It's more than just a living, y'all. Hell, it's our way of life. We're the last of the cowboys, GDF cowboys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's a slow and down breed. Rolling like Jesse James. If you're out here riding with me, come on back and make some noise. We're the last of the cowboys. It's a family tradition. Diesel's running through our veins. Daddy showed us the ropes. We're going the fast lane. Branded by our heroes. Thought the saddle up and move. This country rolling, we're damn proud of what we do. We're the last of the cowboys, GDF cowboys. 18 wheels on the concrete, it's slowing down free. Rolling like Jesse James, modern day outlaw gang. If you're out here riding
of the Cowboys, and that's a classic right there, too, a rapidly becoming one anyway, done by Tony Justice, and he's a good friend of Aaron Tippin. Sounds a lot like him, too, doesn't he? Alrighty, well, severe thunderstorms are possible from Oklahoma and eastern portions of Kansas into the Ozarks and western Tennessee and Kentucky today. There's going to be large hail, damaging wind gusts, and a couple of tornadoes or two are going to be possible. Now, out in the desert southwest, we'll see the return of high temperatures that may surpass 100 degrees by Tuesday and continue through the week with the potential for record high temperatures. Now, what we got going on right now is it's not just out in the desert southwest, because in South Texas, south of Pecos, down below Fort Stockton, all the way to the Mexican border right now, we've got a high heat warning for temperatures between 100 and 110 degrees, which means going across that section out there of I-10, you are going to be in it on your way to El Paso, and if you're coming out of El Paso going east, you're going to be in it. So be advised when you get out there in that portion of Texas to make sure you got everything right. You don't want to wind up having to be sitting on the side of the road because of problems. Now, out in California, in Southern California, San Diego way east, and down towards the Mexican border, if you're on I-5, you've got some very high heat temperatures out there for the day. Going to be really warm going across the desert all the way out towards Yuma. Temperatures 100 to 110 degrees in one area and around 100 degrees by the time you get to Yuma. And it's going to be warm in Arizona, but not as warm as what it's going to be later in the week. But that's where you're at right now. In the meantime, Northern California from Napa, from the Napa Valley all the way up to Medford, Oregon, I-5, you're going to have a freeze warning going on there, so be advised of that. Got some weather coming in a little bit later, probably tomorrow by the looks, maybe at the very latest Wednesday, coming into Washington State and northern Oregon off the Pacific again, so be advised there'll be some rain at least in that, if nothing else. You do have, in the northeastern corner of Nevada, you do have some possible rain there tonight. Scattered showers in the northwestern corner of Colorado. You got some storms moving across right now. Still in the northeastern part of Colorado, developing a system there as it starts to move out into the plains, and you're going to see it up there in South Dakota too. So between South Dakota and Nebraska and Kansas, you could have some interesting weather there today. Just keep your eyes on the weather radio and keep your eyes in the sky. Now, over in eastern Michigan, north of Detroit, you've got some scattered rain over there. You've got a freeze watch in upstate New York for temperatures down near 32 degrees tonight, all the way from Ripley, New York, up to Buffalo and over to Pulaski and Oswego and up towards Watertown. So be advised that's pretty much I-90 north to 81 and then straight up 81, as well as I-90 west out to Ripley, New York. That's the weather in that direction. Got a little bit of rain, seems to be right now north northwestern Virginia, up in the mountains, and the mountains of Maryland, too. So that could hinder you a little bit tonight. And other than that, not looking too bad. Florida down I-95, I-75 looking good there. I-10 looking good there. I-20, I-30, I-40. I-65, I-55, 57, 59, I-35, everything's looking pretty good there. I don't see much at all about it. Even I-25 looking good there. So there you go. And I-15, I-17, not too bad there. I-84, things are looking real good. I-80 and I-92, so there you go. So just remember, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at your Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. They are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They are, in fact, the largest truck stop chain in the country right now. And if you need a shower, got it. If you need to do your laundry, got it. If you need food, got it. If they've got a shop there and you need repairs done, got that too. If you need your truck washed and they got a truck wash there, they got that too. So stop by and see them. And don't forget to tell them on the third watch the captain sent you. You're going to get a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I'm going to start with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and what he's had to say. He's talking pretty tough over the weekend here, saying that the United States has enormous evidence that links the virus to the Wuhan laboratory and China.
Well, this kind of dovetails the conversation I think you and I had a couple of days ago, where I mentioned that the Five Eyes, which is a collaboration with the United States,
yep,
had uncovered the fact that China was, they were covering this up so they could procure what is known as PPEs, personal protective equipment, for their medical staff. They wanted to kind of have the massive inventories for themselves, and then, knowing that the virus got out, because they didn't shut down the flights out of Wuhan, that they could turn around and sell to whatever countries needed it. So not only that, but apparently there were samples and evidence and research papers and several other things that were going on at this Wuhan lab that apparently has been destroyed. And I think we are beginning to know this because there are some good people in that lab, and one of them is known as the Bat Lady, and she's been doing this for decades and decades, and she was asking for help, and she was sharing her research. So now all of a sudden we're not hearing from her anymore. But at one point, one of the members of the Five Eyes is Australia, and she spent 5 years in Australia, you know, trying to teach about these research and what she's done and so forth and so on. I mean, these labs across the world all do collaborate. So I think what Pompeo is saying is that it's not just a matter of what the United States may have or think that they have as far as evidence, but it's other countries as well.
Mm. Well, it sounds like as if China just definitely hid the severity of the virus because they did want to have these supplies, right?
That's one of the reasons. I think mm-hmm. so, yes.
But people just aren't buying anything that China's selling. I mean, the polls are so dead set against China right now. Anywhere you want to look, it's not funny.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, we have to be careful here because the Communist Party of Beijing doesn't represent every Chinese person. There are good people there.
All right, hold the thought. Now, when we come back, folks, Project Veritas has got a story out there, and it's a barn burner. And when you hear it, if you weren't mad to begin with, you will be after this one. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.